Well, Evan, as you can see, the steak had no effect on me from last week, so I'm fine. All is well. All is well in that regard. Now, my friend, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, my friend. Are you well? You're looking good anyway.
I'm good. I'm keeping her going, Patsy. Good. So what way are we going now?
We're actually going a little bit different. So we were concentrating on meat last week. Now it's kind of veggie options, and we're going to do a really nice spicy chickpea and sweet potato curry.
Speaking of veggie options, do you have many veggie options in the restaurant?
Yeah, so what we do our fish and meat tasting menu, and then we do a vegetarian tasting menu with choices, and then if anyone is vegan, they get the same, a vegan menu with choices. So we give people, and people tend to dip in and out. Truthfully, Marty, beef is still number one bestseller from our good friends in Country Crest. They're just the quality, the consistency of their beef, Country Crest. It's excellent, so it is. So I'm going to do a risotto too with some roast pumpkin and a little bit of rocket pesto.
All right.
So it's kind of two recipes in one, using a little bit of rocket, but you can use basil, of course. So one is a risotto, one
check your fillings before you eat the rocket. Yeah, I keep saying this.
You do.
Because you come out with green teeth.
So we'll talk about the Al Risotto.
Yes, talk about
the
risotto.
I'm sure you've enjoyed lovely risottos in your travels in Italy. I think it's a beautiful recipe.
I think I've told you about one I had in Verona.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
You did. Was that with the red wine?
Yeah, but it wasn't just red wine. It was Amarone risotto.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And we got halfway through it and I was basically rolled out the door and sent home. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I love it.
Because risotto is very filling.
Oh, it is.
But pumpkin, tell me
more. Okay, so we roast off the pumpkin. So this is the season now for pumpkins. But if you don't like pumpkins, you can use butternut squash or sweet potato. So peeling them, there's a little bit of prep in them. So peel them and chop them, remove the seeds. And with the seeds of the pumpkin, you can dry them out and you can keep them for salad. You can caramelize them with a little bit of honey if you want to. So you try to waste nothing. But you peel off the skin of the pumpkin and then you cut it into small little chunks and you roast that off with a little bit of oil in the oven, 200 degrees. Or you can do it on the pan. You don't have to use the oven if you don't want to. So we're softening that for about maybe, that will take probably about 15 to 20 minutes, really depending on the size of the dice, until it's just what we call al dente, firms the bite, like we're going to cook the risotto.
All right.
So with this, Marty, we're going to start off our risotto. We're using 2 cloves of garlic, which is crushed, 1 small onion thinly sliced or chopped, a little bit of butter, and we're going to soften that in a nice deep pan. We're going to add in the rice, and the rice we're using is called arborio rice. It's
arborio,
a risotto rice.
Yes.
You'll get this in every supermarket now. Honest to God, it's the only rice to use, or you can use another one called Caleloni rice is another one, and that's a very, very good rice. So the arborio, start that off with the garlic and the onion.
Can I ask you what the difference is? Is it thicker or something?
This rice here, yes.
Yeah.
What it does, very good question.
Yeah.
It actually holds its shape, so it does. So it takes longer to cook, holds its shape, but they reckon it has a slightly creamy texture to the centre of it.
It does. And I think that's partly the reason that I find it very filling. I'm sure everybody does.
Yeah.
But I find it particularly filling.
Now, if I do a risotto at home, I may not always put pumpkin, I might put sweet potato, I might put leftover cooked chicken, I might put wild mushrooms into it, or regular mushrooms. I love it. Smoked bacon and peas is delicious.
Very nice.
I make a risotto once every probably 2 weeks.
Or do you really?
I love risottos now, I really do. And the twins like it too, which is great, and Imelda, they tell me they do. So what we do with the onion and the garlic and the rice.
What's that risotto doing in the plant?
We put in roughly about 150 mils of dry white wine. So you cook that out, white wine.
Yes.
When that's cooked out, then what you're going to do, and this is the trick, you have your vegetable stock from a cube is fine. If you're going to use a cube, callow is low in salt. You have that warm in the saucepan. There's debates, do you have your stock warm? Do you have it cold? It's totally up to you. If you have the stock warm, it's going to cook the risotto faster. That's the only thing I can see from it. So there's a tip that a risotto boiled is a risotto spoiled. So you slowly add in the stock very, very slowly. Keep stirring.
Yes.
And when the rice is just cooked, you stir in your roasted pumpkin. You finish it off with a little bit of chopped sage, or you can use parsley or basil. I'd love basil in it, to be honest with you. A little bit of flat leaf parsley too you can use. You don't need to use all those herbs, by the way. And then I would finish it with some grated Parmesan cheese. And that on its own is delicious.
That sounds good.
You can throw in some frozen peas. You can throw in some frozen sweet corn, You can do this with, as I say, with some roasted butternut squash or sweet potato, which works really well.
But you've kind of put enough in, really, haven't you?
Yeah.
There's lots in there.
What I wanted to serve with this, just on the side, is a little drizzle of the rocket pesto.
Yes.
This is totally optional, just for your listeners. You can just have the risotto and enjoy it, and a nice glass of wine, and you're just happy out.
Oh, it's lovely.
The rocket pesto, so we're using rapeseed oil, some rocket, or you can use basil, or you can use half and half. 1 clove of garlic, a little bit of Parmesan cheese, about 2 tablespoons, 1.5 tablespoons of toasted pine nuts, which are already toasted. And you put this all into the food processor. I remember making something like this, one of the very first recipes I ever done on television with you and Mary Kennedy.
And with the risotto?
Yeah, no, the risotto, but also the
rocket pesto.
Yeah, the rocket pesto. So you can use lots of herbs, coriander, spinach. You can use basil, of course, and rocket. They work really, really well. This pesto will keep for about a month in your fridge and is lovely, just over bread, into pasta, so it's a nice thing to
make. That's gorgeous.
Drizzle a little bit over the side of the risotto and I think you have a lovely, quick little recipe.
I love the sound of that. Yeah, that's lovely.
Risotto from start to finish should take about 25-30 minutes, thereabouts. Mm. Low and slow is the key. And cook it out, excuse me.
And you will get the arborio right. You will get that everywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Rice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All the supermarkets, health food shops, they all sell it. And it's actually, excuse me, it's a really nice rice to make in a rice pudding too.
All right.
If you do rice pudding. Yeah. With coconut milk.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Tasty. Interesting, because it comes from Italy.
It does.
But you can get it in the States as well, apparently.
You can get it
the
rice.
They make it, yeah. They make it in the States.
They grow it.
Yeah, apparently.
Didn't know that.
In California.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Apparently
very
so.
Good. Okay.
Might have to play California Dreaming now.
You learn something new every day. Thank you.
Yeah, it may not even be true. Huh? I just thought I'd say it and see what would happen.
Well...
The Italians there say, how dare you suggest?
Yeah, there might be. But I have another recipe for you.
Yes, what
curry.
Have you got?
So from Italy to maybe
a touch of
India here. No meat. But you can put meat into it.
Sure, what are you
doing? This is a spicy chickpea and sweet potato curry. So we are going to, in a large pot, now this is the best to make this.
Yeah.
We're going to put in 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, or you can use the rapeseed oil. We're going to put in about 450 grams, which is about 2 large sweet potatoes cut into slices, or you can cut them into cubes, whatever.
Mm.
One small onion, thinly sliced, obviously peeled, and then 2 cloves of garlic crushed, or you can slice that. Now, into this, we're going to put in some ginger and we're going to put in some chili. I'm using 1 green chili, finely chopped. Wash your hands after doing that. And then we have about 1 teaspoonful of freshly grated ginger.
Lovely.
This is the base for the curry, so you soften that for about maybe 5 minutes. And then you're going to add into this, Marty, 1 teaspoonful of garam masala. You're going to add in 1 teaspoonful of mild chili powder. So just be careful. You have green chili and you have mild chili. So this is why it's spicy. You can use one or the other, but if you like it spicy, use both. I recommend.
Yeah. That's because you love spicy.
Yeah, well, I do. I'm used to it, but my twins would find this definitely too spicy.
Heads would be blown off.
Yeah, the wee bit. 1 teaspoonful of ground turmeric, which works really, really well. And you can get really lovely spices from Oco is the name of the company, but under the Simply Better collection for Dunn Stores. They're excellent. They're based in Athlone. They are, for me, the king of spices. They're wonderful. All right, and yet there's another gentleman who we spoke about in Cork. Aaron's his name. So he does green saffron. He's a very good spice blender too.
Oh,
so
lovely.
So that's where you get. Buy your spices in small quantities. That's the biggest tip I can give you. Or, of course, the Asian supermarket too. I should have said that.
Yes.
Into that, we're going to add in, it's roughly about 1 large can of chopped tomatoes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add in, so that goes in there. They're chopped. 300 mils of vegetable stock. A full can of chickpeas, which are rinsed and drained, okay? Drained and rinsed cold water. And then at the very end, when your sweet potato is cooked, Marty, which will take about, I think it'll take about 20 minutes to do that, because it depends on the thickness that you cut it, 20-25 minutes, you're going to throw in lots of baby spinach. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions. Cauliflower is delicious in this. So I'd put in the cauliflower halfway through the cooking process. You could put in some butternut squash. You could put in some pumpkin because you have some from the risotto.
That's right.
So you can bulk it up with loads of lovely vegetables in this. I would finish this with salt and pepper and chopped coriander and serve it with rice, and it's just tasty.
Sounds lovely. It sounds tasty. And again,
it's
just different to try
it's
from
spicy
time to
it
time.
Is, and people
and they
like
do
that.
Say that we shouldn't be having meat all the time. We should kind of vary our diet.
And balances everything.
That's what they're saying now.
I think if you're going to eat meat, eat good quality meat. I think that's the key. I think we have the best meat in the world in Ireland.
Our parents would say, well, if you're not going to eat meat, you're not having your dinner at all. Because that was the assumption.
It's true.
You only give me a side order. Where's my dinner?
Remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about fish and, you know, we don't eat enough fish. So balance is the key.
Yeah,
like, if you've done this once a week, you know, and I forgot to say, Marty, that if you've leftover roast chicken, you can put in meat into this at the end or at the start, you wish.
Takes the vegetarian edge off it, though.
Yeah, for sure.
It
does. Or prawns or monkfish. I should have said that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, monkfish would be great, Marty, because it's a firm fish, a bit pricey, okay?
Yeah.
But prawns and monkfish, you'd put them in for maybe the last 5-6 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Dice up your monkfish. Put in your prawns, away you go.
Okay.
Good man.
But it is spicy chickpea and sweet potato curry.
Yeah.
And before that, roast pumpkin risotto with rocket pesto. It's very good. And just a reminder again that arborio, you were saying it's Italian, but they do grow it in some parts of America.
Wow.
And California is one of them.
Good
and,
man.
What was the other place I mentioned?
I think it's the Italian one that we would use.
We would use.
Get
it. Yeah.
And I'd say
not the one from Arkansas.
No.
No.
I didn't know.
It's unlikely. Well, anyway, I'm still playing California Dreaming because I want to.
Good man. You enjoy it.
Listen, by the way, March in the morning, if you want the recipes from Nevin, and there he is, looking resplendent and youthful, as always, and now and then, in fairness. So that's where the webpage is, March in the morning, RT Lyric FM, and you get those two brand new recipes. Keep the faith, my friend, and straight home to your family.
See you next week, and look after yourselves.
God bless you, man.
God bless. Thank you.